Welcome to NASA's Planet Quest podcast, episode 5. I'm Dr. Joe Pitesky.
Stop where you are. You don't know what you're doing. I know what I'm doing, all right?
Get a hold of him.
Look him up.
All right, you fools. You've brought it on yourselves. You're crazy to know who I am, aren't you? All right, I'll show you. I'll show you who I am and what I am. He's all eaten away.
Once he's stripped off his clothing and bandages, H.G. Wells' fictional character, the Invisible Man, could no longer be seen. But sometimes you could tell he was there because of his effect on things you could see, like his footsteps in the snow or rain glistening on his skin. Using a similar principle, a team led by Andrew Gould of Ohio State University will use NASA's SIM Planet Quest mission to hunt for the unseen constituents of the universe, objects that are too faint or too small to be detected directly. Scientists know they're out there, they just can't see them.
With SIM, we'll be able to actually measure the masses of these individual objects and distinguish between the black holes, the brown dwarfs, and the ordinary stars, the neutron stars, and figure out what's what. And this will be the first time that we've systematically able to take a census of what's in our galaxy based on mass and not light. So people have no trouble going off and seeing luminous objects with telescopes, but we've never really taken a census of the things that we can't see. So measuring the masses of things we can't see is the basic goal of this project.
To study such elusive quarry, Gould's team will rely on the gravitational lens effect predicted by Albert Einstein. Just as a glass lens can bend light, a massive object distorts space, making light passing nearby appear to bend. If Earth, the lens, and a distant background star or galaxy happen to move into exact alignment, astronomers on Earth, with a sufficiently powerful telescope, would see the luminous background source as a ring around the lensing object. What's more, the image brightens during the lensing event, since light that normally would miss the Earth is redirected toward it.
When this idea was proposed by Einstein, in 1936, he immediately dismissed the possibility of ever detecting it. But with modern detectors, we are actually able to monitor millions of stars. And so now, 1,000 of these microlensing events have been detected so far. So the interesting thing about them is that we're detecting something that we can't see. So that's really cool. But on the other hand, we actually have very little information about the things that we're detecting.
Using the SIM Planet Quest mission, scientists hope to make the first real sighting of dark matter, the mysterious stuff thought to constitute 90% of the galaxy.
SIM is going to be in solar orbit. And so we're looking at this microlensing event over here, and then SIM is looking at it from over here. So it's not going to see the same microlensing event that we see on Earth. And combining these two pieces of information together, we can measure the mass of these objects.
They also will investigate how much of the galaxy is composed of ordinary stars and how much consists of more exotic objects that can't be directly imaged.
Well, to me, the most exciting thing is to be able to measure stuff that we can't see. I mean, people have been looking at the stuff we can see for a long time, so it's great to be able to look at the stuff that we can't see.
H.G. Wells would probably agree. For NASA's Planet Quest, I'm Dr. Joe Pitesky.
For more about NASA's search for new worlds, visit NASA's Planet Quest on the World Wide Web at planetquest.jpl.nasa.gov.